Welcome to the Amplifying Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Amy Daughters, an award-winning author and dynamic keynote speaker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tara. I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm happy to have you on here because I can't wait to talk about our topic today. But before we do, why don't you tell us why leadership? Why does that inspire you, or where did you come from with that?
Right. Well, yeah, my story's kind of got a few curves in it, but I basically started out, I got a business degree from the university I went to here in the United States, and I worked in the purchasing world for about 15 years, and I got my way up to being a director. Everything was going swimmingly, and then my husband's job called and said, would you guys like to move to the UK for 3 years?
We were Oh, wow.
We're in our 30s. This could be the grand adventure. We only have one little kid, and we're like, we'll go. But I didn't realize, and I did realize, but I didn't realize how hard it was going to be for me not to work for those years officially. You know, 3 years.
Yeah.
I had had a busy career. And I didn't have a work visa. And so I went to the local university and took history classes. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start writing almost out of desperation. And so that's how I became a freelance writer, an author.
Wow.
And a speaker. So I came upon writing, like I like to say, almost out of desperation, but it worked out good. And I always wonder what path my career would have taken had I had stayed. So I was a leader, you know, in a corporate setting for, you know, 8 years probably. And then I took this wide right turn. And my second book, it was a story I fell on to very accidentally. I was minding my own business. I reconnected with a friend on Facebook. I found out her son was battling cancer. I thought, what can I do? And so I hadn't written anyone a letter in 30 years. And I thought, and I hadn't spoken to her in 35 years, but I was like, I'll send supportive letters to where he's battling the cancer. So I sent these letters. The child, unfortunately, not unfortunately, devastatingly, passed away at age 15. I continued to write my friend. I mean, this girl I hadn't seen in 35 years. So that's a loose term, friend, Facebook friend.
Yeah.
And then I continued to write her after he died because I didn't know what else to do. And I felt like I should do something. You know, sometimes we get a gut instinct to do something that's kind of crazy. And that's what this was. And so lo and behold, after about 4 months of me just writing her and thinking I'm crazy every single week, I put her on my writing schedule. She started writing me back. And we spent 2 years literally just writing each other. And it created this amazing trust and this profound intimacy where I didn't know when she was reading anything, she didn't know when I was reading anything. And so we just opened up and we trusted each other. And the best part was, Tara, I didn't know how she voted or what her socioeconomic level was. I just cared about her almost ridiculously through these letters. And I sat back after about 8 months of this exchange with this basically a stranger who became a friend through the mail, which is crazy in 2017. I was like, if this one girl on Facebook, if this much goodness can come out of this, then what's the deal with the other 600 people? And so then I said, well, I'll try to write them all. I've had stationery printed. I put everyone's names into a box and I just started pulling names out. I never thought I'd finish. I didn't intend to go on a meaningful journey. I wasn't going to write a book about it. This was so non-intentional. I think that's why it worked to be so transformative. I wrote over the period of 18 months, I wrote 580 letters.
Wow.
And so it pivoted my career, because I realized that when you send someone a handwritten letter or a note or a card, it has such impact and power because it's so deliberate and people know that you've made this effort that no one makes anymore that make them feel seen, heard, valued, appreciated. And I realized that this topic is completely applicable to any place where there's a human relationship that needs to be enhanced. And so now I speak to leaders, I speak to leadership groups, I speak to real estate groups. And when I first started speaking to groups that were business oriented, I kept thinking, why is my inspirational topic? How does it fit here? And it absolutely fits because we all have, and I know you're like-minded. I've listened to some of your stuff. I mean, we're on the same page, but it's this little tool we have in our toolkit as human beings, wherever we fit into the world, but certainly as leaders that we can use. And really, it has limitless, the return on investment for this simple 10 minutes of your life is absolutely extraordinary.
Yes, I agree. And we're going to talk more about that today. Something that I've also had the privilege of receiving and doing. So it works really well. But let's first start talk about engaging those employees. Why is it important for leaders to make sure that they do have these employees that are engaged and recognizing them?
Right. And I know employee engagement. I heard somebody say yesterday, it's not just at an all-time low, like it's a dumpster fire. Like it's in the
Yeah, it's bad.
it's in the gutter. But for people to feel like, again, that they're seen and they're heard and they're valued, is everything in an employee experience, and that especially with that manager right above them, to feel like they're seen and valued, like why am I here and why am I doing this? And it's so important because that drives everything else that the employee's doing, the level of effort. Do they want to stay around? Are they going to do just go the extra mile? All those things we want, or we would ideally have an employee do. When that engagement drops off, well, then you it's like losing the team when you're a coach,
And we know like engagement and recognition are really, really important, especially these days. And that there are a million ways out there that it can be done. And some people feel that, you have to do it a certain way, or it needs to be really structured, or it's a group getting recognized for something. But let me ask you before we get into the topic of the handwritten notes, what mistakes do you commonly hear, maybe when you're speaking or talking with people, when it comes to recognition and ensuring people are engaged? What are those mistakes that they're making?
I think a lot of things are depersonalized, and I also think we confuse recognition with reward. Recognition is more of a shout out. Reward is more a pizza lunch, but I think even in recognition, it's depersonalized. It's like a form note that says you've been here 10 years, or like a just a form letter that says, there's not really form letters that say you did a great job, but you're not being individualized. I think there's so many things that we do, and it's easy to bash electronic communication and instantaneous communication. It is so necessary in the world we live in to keep up at the speed, but in recognition, I think it's perceived as impersonal. It depersonalized the person, and I think we already feel isolated in the age we're in with social media, and then you add what happened with the pandemic and that a lot of us went home and never came back, then we're more and more isolated. And I think when you recognize somebody in a depersonalized way, and I don't think it's intentional either. I don't think we're inherently bad managers who want to do bad things. I
Yeah,
think
no, I don't think so.
we have these tools that we don't always realize, how they affect people. And I think to me, the best way to frame it is, how would you like to be recognized by the person above you?
A good question, right? Because not everybody wants it received the same way. We want it received in a way where we're going to feel it's important to us.
Right. And I think the other thing is that is we put our personality, we say, this is how I'd like to be recognized. So this is how I'm going to recognize somebody. Because some people don't want to be called out in front of the whole room and brought up to the front to make comments. And some people, I think people, what they what we all crave as human beings is for someone to recognize us in a way that we feel seen. And I think the beautiful thing about note writing is that it is non-intrusive. You're not asking for someone to do anything else. You're not calling someone else out in front of the whole crowd. And I think then you give them something that they can keep and refer back to. And you talk about employing engagement and keeping somebody engaged. They can pull that back out and see it over and over again. And there's virtually hardly anything else you can do that with, especially a handwritten note, because you could pull an email back up, but it just doesn't have this, doesn't pack the same punch.
I remember one time I had sent a thank you note to somebody in the mail and to her workplace. And when I was talking to her next on Zoom, she was so grateful for it. She's like, "I never get it. And look, she's pointing behind herself, like, look, it's on my board. I have it there. It always reminds me that there's someone supporting me and that someone believes in me." And I'm like, wow. It's amazing the feeling you can get from that.
Right. And I spoke to a group of women leaders at one point, and this woman said she had like 1500 people working for her, and she said she was committed to one note a week, and then she went up to two. And she emailed me after 6 months, and she said, I walk through the land of cubicles. And she said, and she remembers who she wrote the notes to. And she said they were on display as if, like you said, like a badge of honor. And she just could not believe that it had that kind of impact. And we know our leaders are busy. You look up in your own organization, you know those leaders are busy. And so if you knew that person, you know you are important to that organization, to that leader, if they're going to take time out of their day to, 15 minutes to do that, because the recipient is going to, it's going to click in their head. They had to sit down. They had to think of me specifically. They had to think of something specific. They had to use the pen. They had to, that hurts your hand now because we do this, we do the typing, we don't do the writing. Right. And then they signed their name. This is my, this is my direct supervisor or three levels up. This is their handwriting. We don't see that anymore. And there's an intimacy, like I'm holding in my hand something that they held in their hand just for me. And those are things that we can't, it's funny how you can't gauge certain things, but it just over and over again, boom, 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 people will be impacted, I think, beyond what we can imagine.
I remember getting my first one from someone at HR, and they sent it up to me, and I was like, I got it in the mail. I'm like, what's this? And it was all handwritten. Thank you for helping us with our leadership training, and you did great job. I was like, wow. Like normally that would be an email, and you would just kind of like, okay, delete, right? But it was a
Right.
nice, wonderful handwritten note, and we did that a little bit in my organization as well. Our HR leader had taken that on as well, and like sometimes doing notes when it made sense. But I want to come to something that you said, which is, it's that leader who is sending you that handwritten note. But I also want to see it go the other way. Would you, right? Because us as leaders or people who are higher up, they don't get thank yous. They don't get recognition because they have very high level jobs, so people just think it's assumed, right? What would you say about giving that handwritten note as an employee to your manager?
Right. I think that's incredibly impactful. And I think that the hurdle you have to get over is think, oh, I'm just being someone who's going to kiss up to this person. Because that's not what it is. When you have true appreciation and you're operating in the land of sincerity, it has such impact. And just to say, I made a point in that meeting and you, and be very specific, and you backed me up and said, we need to listen to Tara, and that really meant a lot to me because that kind of, and to say that, and you can be specific, and it can take one sentence, it can take three sentences, but it doesn't have to be 4 pages. I think that that will be super meaningful, especially when you're pointing out something your manager did that you felt well managed, if that makes sense.
And even just thanking them for supporting you, I think is really important. Like you said, in a meeting, maybe they supported you, or maybe they supported you with a project, or they gave you an extra task to see if you wanted to grow somewhere, and they supported you. I mean, Leaders don't hear it. So I think it's just great that if we can be authentic in what we're saying, right?
Right. And I think if you look, you think of, directional, this can go upwards, downwards, sideways to peers, out the door to clients. It absolutely, anywhere where there's two human beings relating, it is a such a powerful tool in your toolkit, and it drives all the interpersonal relationships, employee engagement, valuing clients, all the buzzwords that we deal with, because it takes a person that is looked at as a client or an employee or a manager in those roles, and it sees them as a human being. It's this transaction that happens. It adds value to a human being. It makes them seen as a person as opposed to what their role is, whatever their role is in the organizational chart or in the out the door as a client.
And I think in the remote workforces, those people who are still working remote, I had a client recently who she said sent everyone down to a resort to have team meetings because then they could physically get together because they're all across the country. And so I think remote people probably will get a better sense of collaboration and community and that feeling from their organization if they receive handwritten notes over that Slack message or that text message, or why
Right.
does it work better? What are your thoughts around why a handwritten note really hits us in a way that text messages and things like that don't?
Right. And this is something, just to be clear, I didn't understand until I fell, and I really did fall upon this story by accident. But over the course of 1,000 letters, now I understand, like, people are like, what are you an expert about? And this is a weird thing to be an expert on. But it's back to, let's say you send me a note after this podcast, and I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, let's say you did. Well, I believe you live in Canada, right?
Yes, I do.
So that would be an extra effort. I'm all the way down in Texas, right? So I go out to my mailbox in Texas, and I pull out this letter from Tara. And before I even open it, before you've even said anything that means something to me, however you do it, I'm going to immediately recognize, I'm going to hold that in my hand. I'm going to think, oh my God, here is what she had to do to make this happen. Tara had to sit down. She had to ask for my address or find it. She had to stalk me or whatever you had to do it. You had to take the time to find the pen, then wear the cards, and then you had to put extra postage because you were sending it to the United States, and then you had to drive across Canada and find the box where you dropped that thing off because we don't do that anymore. So my first reaction, and again, I know this because I've talked to people, I've experienced it hundreds of times, it's going to be click, 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 click. Here's the amount of effort and time and sacrifice it took her to do this. That's how much I matter to her. That's how much my podcast appearance mattered to her. That's how much our interaction mattered. So that's the first thing. It's going to be the effort. They're going to feel truly valued and appreciated in a way that it's really hard, other than money, to compete with. Because but it doesn't have monetary value, but it there's almost more motivator to it in a different way. And then once I open the card and see your handwriting and connect you in a way I can't connect you any other way, and holding this thing in my hand that you intended for me, and then you say something sincere, you just knocked it out of the park. I'm like, if
Like an
Tara calls
emotional
me,
connection.
right, and now all of a sudden you've taken and you've made this a flesh and bone human connection that matters to you, so now it matters to me. So now if you call me and say, I need you to A, B, and C, I'll be like, okay, I'll do it. And I had people show up at my stuff after I wrote those letters. Like, my father passed away. People came in droves. My brother and sister were like, it's the letter people. The letter people are still coming because they felt like I had made that effort. So they were going to do whatever, they could for me. Now, you put that in the context of a work relationship where we spend 8 or 9 hours every day, and think about how that's going to enhance you, you know, enhance those relationships, your
Yeah.
experience, no matter where you are in the org chart. And then the bonus, Tara, is that the person who is the most changed from the whole transaction is the person who wrote the note. Because it's going to
Yes.
release, science tells us that it's going to release endorphins in us. But we're
Right.
also going to look at the world around us differently. You're going to look at me differently from writing that note. But think about if you sat next to me every day on Cubicle Row for 10 years, you're going to, it's
Yeah.
going to be like this connection we never had before because we're still
Yeah.
humans, even though we're at work. So everything I learned applies perfectly to whatever we want to, however we want to plug this into an organization.
Love it. Love it. And I love handwritten anything. I think it just means they put more thought into it. I'm not saying the emails, if that's the way people have to work, as long as it's authentic, right? But there's something about that handwritten notes a little different in organizations as well. Let me ask you this. If I'm a leader and I want to write a note to Amy because she did something fabulous for me, or just to say thank you, what are some of those key elements that we should be putting in the note for the employees so they do feel we care, that they're motivated and they become maybe more engaged?
Right. I think being specific and being sincere. You know, part of the problem with my story is I was a writer coming in to the letter writing or the note writing. And we don't have to be writers or authors. You know, I think the only requirement really to participate in this is just to have a human heart and a set of eyes that's out looking for people's real experience. And you look at your employee or you look at your manager as a real human being with a messy, beautiful life and all the messed up stuff that we have. And if you take the lens of the, you know, who they are to me at work as, you know, who they are out of it, you'll find a sincere sentiment. And then I think you have to trust your gut. And you don't, it can, and I think brevity is great in the workplace too. You don't have to try to get too much in someone's business. You just say what you thought when you thought of the person. Thank you, Tara. You know, what you said in that meeting was incredible, or you met your sales goal, or you, I noticed that you were helping out so and such, you know, where they were trying to meet their goals. I noticed your interaction with a client. You, or, and I've seen people have a lot of success by going one layer personal. Now, you don't have to write about all your feelings and their feelings, but saying, you know, I know you lost your dad, and I'm just telling you, me, the team and myself, you know, we're all thinking for of you, we're rooting for you. And it's not like you want to talk about the whole thing, but that those kind of things make such a difference because they're human and they make a difference to the human being, and that da 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 all the other good stuff happens.
Yeah, and it's almost like the support, right? Like someone's recognizing that you either help them, or as a leader, we're recognizing that someone has passed away, you know, or it's a support feeling,
Right. And it's
right?
in
That
it.
we mean something.
Right. And we mean enough to do that. And then you go back to the moment at the mailbox, and they can have that at their inbox, in the inner office mail. If they're remote, they can have it in the actual mailbox. But they will have that moment where, well, they'll say, this is how much I matter. Then they'll open it and say, and oh my God, I'm valued and I'm supported
Yes.
here. And
Yeah.
I will do what I'm now. It's like putting roots down somewhere. It makes you grow a root to that place because you are, that's how much you're valued and thought of, and your words supported in this organization.
Can leaders overdo it with writing notes?
Well, I think that that's an interesting point because I think what makes it so special, one, is because it's 2025 and no one does this anymore. But I think it's important to know, like, read the room and know your organization and not over, you know, I don't think you would oversend out the letters. I mean, if like 6,000 employees, but keep it special and rare where not people are going to work for it, but where it is special, you know, where you don't send, if you have 12 people who work for you don't send them all a note 12 times a year, you know, where you use it not, I think regularly, but sparingly would be my advice.
Yeah, I like that too, because then it's not like, where's my letter today? And it's not here, right? It's more of like it means something that, you're thanking them for something or supporting them through something particular, like you said, being very, very specific around it. Yeah.
Right. And I think if you have a lot of employees, what I've seen works, because if you've got, a manageable group, you could keep a little notebook by your desk and kind of write down when you see stuff so you'll remember what you saw. And it's never too late to say it either. That's the other thing I learned in the letters. Like if I saw you do something 2 weeks ago, it's still completely valid to recognize that. But if you have a, 4,000 employees, well then have someone as your eyes and ears. Ask each of your managers to give a suggestion, because there's no way you can manage that beyond your direct reports. But I'll tell you what, if you think about if the vice president of whatever was to message me, or I mean to send me a letter, I mean that's even bigger than your direct supervisor. It even packs more punch. So I think it all has to fit your organizational chart and where you fit into it.
And the size of the organization, as you mentioned earlier, right? Because some of them are large
Exactly.
and some of them are small. So if our listeners, our leaders out there want to start, what's that one first step that they, or that one piece of advice that you would give them to say, this is where I would start?
Yeah, where I would start was because I think the common experience is you're going to sit down, you're going to go, I would say get a small note card, get something small, get something manageable, and you can do it in one sentence, but trust yourself, because I think the biggest thing is going to be, okay, I'm really going to put myself out here, because it's going to make you vulnerable. It's going to make you feel like, am I doing the right thing? Is the crazy lady who wrote 600 letters? And I know you've discussed this on your podcast before. This is not your first discussion about, because I've listened, like I said, I listened to some stuff and I actually wrote a bunch of notes down, that I'd
Did
like to
you?
speak about. Yeah, because it's good stuff.
Excellent.
But the thing is, you got to trust yourself enough to do it. It's getting over that hurdle. So get a small card, write two sentences, one or two sentences, sign your name to it, sincerely your name, and see what happens next. Just do it one time and make it brief. And I tell people this all the time. The number one rule in letter writing is you really can't mess it up. You can't get it wrong, because if you're operating with sincerity and goodwill, you can't mess it up. And I think from a corporate standpoint, from a leader standpoint, be brief. And because that really takes out the component of, did I say too much? Well, then don't say too much.
Keep it simple, right?
Right. Keep it simple, because it's the act and the specific thing you said in one sentence about them.
So I love this conversation that we've had today, and I think a lot of leaders should be taking this piece of advice and starting some personalized notes to say thanks, especially in where we are now with a lot of disengaged teams. It might help spark that motivation again. If our listeners did want to reach out, learn more about your speaking or what you do, or as an author, is there somewhere online that they can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, but amydaughters.com is my website. That's got all the links, my email, a physical address where you can mail something to me. I could be your first letter, I'll write you back, but that's all the incredible and very boring details about me are on amydaughters.com.
And very simple to get to, too.
That's right. That's right. Simplicity.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing this piece of recognition that I think is a lost art, and I think we should be bringing it back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tara.
A thank you to our audience as well. We do hope you were able to gain some valuable information or some awesome tips on handwriting today. If you are a leader who knows that leadership coaching, consulting, and community are the way to grow on your journey, or perhaps you want to learn more about our Rise to Leadership program, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.